Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. If you were here with us yesterday, you know that today we have a special guest, Brooke White, who was the fifth place finalist on American Idol back in 2008. And since that time, she has continued to flourish both in the acting and the singing worlds. So, with no further ado, we'd like to welcome onto Mormon Channel Daily, Brooke White. Brooke, thank you for joining us here on the Mormon Channel today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me via the phone.
Brooke, tell us what it's like to be living the gospel in the entertainment industry.
It's difficult to give a fast, quick, succinct answer regarding that question. I've gone through phases where I feel like it's been easy, and I think I've gone through phases where it's been really hard. It just depends on the day. It depends on the opportunity. I think when I first really dove in, I was extremely optimistic about being able to live my lifestyle, my values, and the gospel to its fullest while still finding success in the entertainment business. I don't want to say that I don't still have that optimism and hope. I've just come to find over the years that it's difficult, because what happens is that there's very, very, very few opportunities that support the value system and the lifestyle which we live. And as an artist, sometimes this feels very frustrating, because you want to be successful, you want to share your craft, you want to partake in opportunity, but there's always like one little thing, you know, there's always something that's like, oh, it's almost there, but not quite there. And a lot of gray areas that you find yourself having to like navigate. And sometimes, you know, it can be just that one little thing that, you know, it was almost a good opportunity, but then, you know, there's times I'm just not willing to do this or do that, and so I turn it down. And in results, it leads to lesser opportunity. That's not to be negative, but to be truthful. That is really what happens. And, you know, I used to, again, think that, like, hey, if I just choose the right, Heavenly Father will bless me with, you know, I guess essentially what I was thinking in my mind is that He'll bless me with success in the music industry or in the entertainment world. And I want to say that, yeah, I have been blessed, but at a very smaller level. And I have kind of accepted the fact that that level is where I'm going to probably remain in order to stay true to what I feel, you know, committed and what I know to be true. Luckily, the entertainment business is quite liberal in the sense that they accept a lot of different types of people. And so it would be surprising for you to just to see the kindness and acceptance that I do receive from a lot of people when they know that I'm, you know, LDS or that I don't do certain things. A lot of people are supportive, you know, in certain situations. So I can't say it's all bad. It's an interesting territory to be in, and one that takes a great deal of prayer and a great deal of thought and very purposeful intention and action. It's just a day-by-day process. I try to just be as consistent as possible and do the things that I know ultimately are going to add to the good, or, you know, be more of a light that shed, you know, light or give people light. That's really what I'm aiming towards.
That's really admirable. Good for you. I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm not going to proclaim that it's easy all the time. Like, there are some days that I just feel like, this little thing would be that big of a deal. Like, you know, sometimes I have moments where I consider it, and that's the honest truth. Like I said, you just get as close as possible to the Spirit and just try to be in tune with what the Lord wants. And that's really what matters at the end of the day, I guess, to me. Even no matter what other people may think in or out of the church, it's just got to come down to me and Heavenly Father, and how that's how the decision process goes, you know.
Good for you. I think that's really wonderful, honestly, because at the end of the day, you know, after this life is through, literally at the end of the day, what really matters anyway? And you've obviously chosen the better part, so I think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So how do you find projects that do meet your standards, and what types of projects do you look for? Do you create them, or do some come to you that...
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. I make them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's come down to it, is I've had to make a lot of my opportunities. I think, you know, as far as a musician, it's a little easier because I can write my own music, as opposed to acting, where someone gives you a script and it's not yours, and you don't have as much freedom or control over what you say and do in order to portray a character. But with music, I definitely, you know, I write. And yet, music I'm a mom now. I have a little baby. I have a 17-month-old. And so I'm not on the road touring anymore. So I have struggled to find what the next step is for me as someone who is you know, still trying. I've spent so many years developing this platform. So, you know, in becoming a mom, I've still tried to find ways to utilize it in a positive way that's also very conducive to my family life. And in that regard, music is very difficult because it requires me to be gone and tour a lot. But then I've done a couple, like, made-for-TV movies that are family movies, and those are very far and few in between, but those are the types of things I look for. A friend of mine, her name is Summer Bellessa, she's also LDS, and we became friends on MySpace years ago. Long story short, I had this very strong feeling one day that I needed to call her and that we needed to just talk. And so she responded to my call and said she was actually leaving. We both lived in California at the time, that she was moving to Arizona that day, but said, let's have breakfast. We went and had breakfast. We were both wearing glasses that day, and we came up with this idea called the Girls with Glasses Show, which was a lifestyle kind of variety web series that was all about things that we loved, whether it was music and style. And we knew that eventually we'd be mothers, which we both are now, and we wanted something that could transition with us and, of course, be complementary to the lifestyle which we lead. We both wanted something that supported those things but also allowed us to express ourselves creatively and have an impact on women's lives. And so that's something that I spend the majority of my time on now, is the Girls with Glasses Show.
But with that, you could also appeal to other people of other faiths. I mean, it's not specifically LDS, of course.
I've never sought out to have just an LDS-specific career. I didn't feel it was my mission or my call. As much as I enjoy connecting and resonating with people that feel the same, you know, a lot of the same things that I do, I truly love people outside of my belief system. I've come to know them, love them, find common ground with them, learn from them. You know, it's as simple as, like, you know, someone on set asks you if you want a cup of coffee and you say, oh, no, that's okay. And then they do it a couple times and they realize you keep saying no and they ask you why you don't drink coffee. And then before you know it, we're talking about the word of wisdom and people are so intrigued by this. And it's simple things like this that allow you to have these conversations. I love the opportunity to mix and learn and influence and be influenced by people outside of our faith, good people.
Well, and yours is an amazing opportunity to share your faith in a really low-key way. It's great.
For me, at the end of the day, it all comes down to authenticity. I mean, it's one thing to share something that I feel strongly or passionately about, and I do that quite often. And Instagram has been a new platform, you know, in the last, well, not new really anymore, but in the last 2 years, it's just really developed into a community of people. And that's a place where I just try to, you know, in the most authentic way, share what's important to me and to my family and to my heart. And people, they resonate with what is authentic. You know, they can tell when something feels forced or preachy and it never works. The biggest thing to me and the most important thing, and I'm by far not perfect, but have tried to establish a relationship with trust with people that have come to support me through the years, because I know that if I say something or I do something, you know that it's authentic, that I tell them something that's true to me and true to my character and who I am. But I hope that people at the end of the day, they feel a happy spirit, they feel something that's not manipulated by me, because I really don't want that either.
That's a great reputation to build.
It's difficult, like you said, you know, because we're human and we're not perfect, but we really, you know, we're striving.
Yeah. And I bet there's a lot of people who you probably don't realize, but are watching you very closely as well.
Oh, yeah. No, it puts a lot of pressure on me. There are some days I feel like, oh, it's too much. Sometimes I feel like I'm under the fine microscope, and sometimes it gets me down. You know, and I have to turn to prayer. I just have to turn to God to understand, you know, what I need to be doing and how to deal with it and how to do the best that I can.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Doing a wonderful job. Brooke, tell us about your song, Something Divine.
I wrote it many years ago, and I've always looked for a way to utilize it. I perform it often, whether it's firesides and, you know, when I sit down at a piano in someone's living room or small stage, I will play this song as well. And it's just about finding, without sounding cliche, but about finding your faith amongst doubt and darkness, which I think anybody who examines their belief system and their testimony will go through. And so it was just about knowing of where you come from, and we say this all our lives in young women, but what your divine nature is, what your divine potential is, and I attached to the front of the song a primary song that we used to sing called Every Star is Different, just talking about the uniqueness of each individual, how important that is, and how we're the only ones that can be us, and how that relates back to our nature, and that's where the song really comes from.
That's wonderful. And we are actually going to close with that song at the end of the program. That's going to be our song of the day.
Thank you.
What a beautiful message. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. You're welcome.
You know, Brooke is an amazing woman. It was wonderful to talk to her. And as you think about what she's doing, it takes a lot of faith and determination to do what she's doing. And in closing, we wanted to share with you a quote from Elder William Rolfe Kerr, and it's entitled The Power of One, and it was in the New Era, June 1997, and this is what he says. The power of one person is apparent throughout the scriptures as we see the influence of an Abraham, of a Joseph, a Moses, of Peter and Paul, of Nephi, of Abinadi, Alma and Ammon, and of Mormon and Moroni. There were Sarah and Rebecca and Esther and Hannah and Sarai and Mary and so many more, even Joseph and Emma. Yes, these were mighty men and women of God, but they were often alone, standing as one, even as each of us on occasion must stand alone in a sometimes hostile world. And then listen to what he says in the next line. Yet, as these valiant servants of the Lord were not entirely alone, neither will we be, if we are worthy of his companionship and the companionship of the Holy Spirit. The Lord gave this promise to his faithful servants, for I will go before your face, I will be on your right hand and on your left, and my spirit shall be in your hearts, and mine angels round about you to bear you up. We may be one, but we need not be entirely alone. The power and influence one person can have is enormous, he says. That is a great reminder of the influence that each one of us can have, that we might be standing alone in whatever circle we might find ourselves in, but that we're not really alone because God is always with us. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you want to share with us, feel free to send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as promised, the song of the day we're going to leave you with today is featuring Brooke White, and it's her song entitled Something Divine. We hope you enjoy it and have a great day.
Star is different, and so is every child. Some are bright and happy, while some are meek and mild. Everyone is needed for just what they can do. You're the only person who ever can be you. It's so easy to doubt what you can't figure out. Trying hard in your mind to find out what this life's all about. Cause if you jump, pull the net up here. Falling down is your greatest fear. But how some fail.